做。
Now, next, we're going to talk about the evangelism part. And there's different tools that you can use to share Jesus and the gospel of Jesus Christ with another person. You can use your own testimony of how God has led you to realize that you're a sinner, how you recognize that Jesus died for your sins, that he's the Son of God, and how, you know, what led you, what motivated you to make that commitment to have Jesus in your life. So you can share that to another person and then invite them to share what they think and give them an opportunity to respond. Some people also like to use the pamphlets, like the Four Spiritual Laws. We have people in our church that like to use that, and it can be very effective for them as well.
我们现在来谈谈那个一就是 evangelism 传福音。那我们传福音有许多的方法可以用，有些人可能会用个人的见证去分享他们怎么信主，然后分享的时候也可以邀请对方看他们有没有什么疑问，然后请他们也可以就是来相信神。那还有就是也可以用小本子，像属灵的四律来分享福音。
Now, the one that I feel most comfortable with and I use for the last few years is a series of verses that's from the book of Romans.
我最喜欢而且最常用的这几年来就是从圣经里面的罗马书有几节经文就很清楚的描述福音。
So the way I use Romans road is it's kind of evolved over a period of time, but I'm going to share with you the verses, and you might want to like take some notes either in the Ocean booklet or like in your Bible.
那我会跟你分享这些经文，那你们可以在那个本子里面写一些 notes 或是在你们圣经里面。
Okay, so.You might think about like, okay, how do I actually start talking about it? You know, you're having a conversation, you're chatting about something else, and how are you gonna bring up the topic of faith?
你可能会想说，那如果你跟一个人在谈话的时候，要怎么有这个开始讲到信仰的这个话题？
So here's some examples of how you can bring up that topic without like.It being really awkward.
那我可以举一些例子，让我们可以有一些好的开始的话题，才不会太尴尬。
So one question you might ask the other person is, you know, may I ask you if you go to church anywhere?
你可以问他，你有去教会吗？
And you know, based on their answer, if they say no, you can say, oh, have you, you know, thought about, you know, finding out what church is like? And if they say yes, you can then start to ask them, well, why do you go to church?
如果他们说没有，那你可以问他说你有没有兴趣来看看我们教会是怎么样的。然后如果他们说有的话，那我们可以问他说
他
为
什
么去教会。
But the point is to kind of, you know, bring that topic of faith up through an opening question like this, like a conversation starter.
可是这样你就可以有一个话题可以来开始这个信仰的讨论分享。
If they say, oh yeah, I do go to church, then you might follow up with a question like, have you ever made any commitment to Jesus Christ?
那如果他说有啊，我有去教会，那你可以跟着问他说，那你有没有曾经决志说要相信耶稣，跟随耶稣？
Now, another conversation starter is a little bit more direct. And it's when you ask somebody, hey, in your personal opinion, what do you think it takes for a person to go to heaven?
那有一个比较更直接的问题是可以问说在你们个人的看法你觉得一个人要怎样可以进天堂
Now, when you ask this question, you listen carefully to their answer because often their answer will either be like works-based or faith-based.
如果你问这个问题可以仔细听他的答复因为这个他们的答案大部分是Either 是他们是要积功德去进天堂，或者是以信心可以进天堂。
And this kind of allows you to kind of have an understanding of where that person is coming from when you share the gospel with them.
那你就可以比较了解这个人他那个属灵的状况。
Okay. Now, how do we use the book of Romans? If you have your own Bible, if you want to try something, you want to open up to the the first page, like just inside the front cover.
你们可以打开圣经到你们的就是圣经的内页。
And on a corner, write in small print, just write Romans 15:13.
然后在圣经的那个前面 cover page 那边可以写那罗马书十五章十三节。
And this helps you, like if you don't have these references memorized, but if you have it in your Bible, then you can like open the inside cover and go, okay, I'm going to start with Romans 15:13.
那如果你还没背下这些经文，那你可以就是偷看你的圣经的内页，然后有这些经文的 reference.
Okay. I'm going to read this passage for you. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
这节经文说，但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
And then after I read this verse with them, I ask them, so according to this verse, what does God want for your life?
那我读完这节经文会问他们说你这节经文说神要给你什么样的生命
So you want to like flip to Romans chapter 15:13 and then on the bottom if you have like on the edge somewhere you can write that question like what does God want for your life and then after that put an arrow and write Romans 3:23
那你可以翻到圣经的罗马书十五章十三节那在这节的旁边写一下这个问题就是你神要给你什么样的生命然后画个箭头指到说罗马书三章二十三节
So you want to help through this verse you want to help the person realize that God wants us to have a life that is filled with joy and peace and that he's going to give us hope and all this is through the power of God as long as we believe in him
那我们要借着这节经文是那个对方了解说神要给我们的生命是有喜乐有平安有盼望的那这一切都是借着神的大能
Now, you know on the edge you wrote a little arrow and you wrote Romans 3:23 that tells you the next verse that you're going to go to
那这个箭头我们写到罗马书第三章二十三节就是请你下一个就是翻到这一节
So you turn your Bible to Romans chapter 3 verse 23And then, you know, you read with them. If they're willing, you can invite them to read along with you. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我们就翻到罗马书三章二十三节，也可以请你的朋友一起读这节经文，说，是因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Now, on the edge of that page, you can write the question, in your opinion, what is sin? Who have sinned?
那在那个罗马书三章二十三节旁边可以写这个问题说你觉得什么是罪那谁犯了罪
And this kind of helps you, reminds you, after you read this verse, what to ask the person.
这提醒你自己可以在读这节经文的时候问对方这个问题。
So you ask them to share what they think sin is, and after you hear their answer, you might want to maybe add to what they shared or provide a more biblical answer of what sin is.
那听了他们的分享之后，你可能会想要多解释说这个圣经讲的罪是什么。
And also to ask them, according to this verse, who in God's eyes have sinned? And of course, the answer is all have sinned.
那问他们说谁犯了罪？那这节经文告诉我们说世人都犯了罪。
You know, on the same edge next to it, you want to write a little arrow and then write Romans 6:23.
那下一个箭头会指向罗马书六章二十三节。
And that reminds you that's the next verse you're going to turn to.
这就提醒你要翻到下一章就是要翻到这一节。
So you go to Romans chapter 6:23 and you read with the person, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
那么翻到六章二十三节然后一起跟他读这一节说因为罪的工价乃是死唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
And so you just went over the definition of sin and who have sinned and now you're going to explain to the person what the consequence of sin is.
我们刚讲到说罪是什么还有罪人是谁那我们现在要看说罪的后果是什么。
So you have this conversation with that person, usually this only takes a couple minutes.
这个对话应该只花个两分钟。
And then, you might want to ask them this question, what is the difference between wages and gift?
那你可能会想要问他说，那个工价跟恩赐的分别是什么？
And you kind of give them a chance to give you the answer. And they usually, you know, when this question, people usually know the difference between wages and gift.
那平常他们都会了解这个工价跟恩赐的差别。
And so you want to just kind of emphasize to them that, you know, death is a rightful consequence of sin. That is our de facto conclusion because we're sinners. But God aims to change that by giving us a gift, and that gift is through Jesus Christ.
我们这个死是我们应当得的罪的后果，那神要改变这个后果，所以他赏赐给我们救恩的礼物。
Now, on that same edge, that you wrote that question, you want to write an arrow and write Romans 5:8.
那我们下一个箭头就指向罗马书五章八节。
So you turn to Romans 5:8 and you read with the person, but God demonstrated his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
这节说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And on the bottom of the, or on the edge of that page, you can write the question, why did Jesus die on the cross?
那在那个的下面可以写说，为什么耶稣要死在十字架上？
And of course, from this verse, you try to explain and show the person that Christ died for our sins because he was motivated by love. He loved us.
那因为是神爱我们，所以他在十字架上为我们的罪死了。
And at this moment, before I move on, I tend to specifically look them in the eye and I tell them, God loves you.
那在这时候我会看着他们，然后很肯定的跟他们说，神是爱你的。
And on the edge, you write a little arrow and you write Romans 10:9-10.
那我们最后会翻到罗马书的十章九到十节。
So you read with this person, well, before you do that, what I do is, you know, at this point say, you know, this is the message that God has for us. Jesus died for you because he loves you and he doesn't want you to die. He wants to give you eternal life in this relationship, with God. That's his gift. We saw that through the scriptures. But God wants a response from us.
那在还没分享这节经文的时候，我会跟对方说，我们刚听的就是神是爱我们的，那因为他爱我们，他不希望我们继续在罪中，然后他希望我们跟神是有个和好的关系，那我们需要对神有一个回应。
And so that gift of God can't be yours unless you actually extend your hand and receive it willingly.
你这份礼物你不会得到，除非你亲自愿意去接受它。
So I invite this person to read this verse so they know what kind of response God is hoping for and asking of them.
这节经文会提到说神希望我们是对他有什么样的回应。
Romans 10:9-10. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
And so on the edge of that page, you can write the question, how do we receive God's gift of salvation?
我们可以写下这个问题，我们可以如何接受神的救恩。
And so that this little note that you make reminds you to ask this question and kind of explain the verse you just read.
那这个小抄可以提醒我们要问这个问题，然后解释这一节经文。
And then you conclude by giving that person the opportunity and ask them, are you ready to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today?
那我们结束的时候就邀请我们的朋友，你今天愿不愿意接受主耶稣基督为你的救主，还有个人的生命的主？
So this is kind of just a presentation of how I would go through the Roman road with someone.
这是我平常会与朋友们分享罗马路的步骤。
And if you have any questions about that, because of time, you can find me afterwards. I'd be happy to share with you.
如果你有什么问题，可以结束聚会结束的时候来请问 Alex.
And we're gonna move forward and go to the next two steps, and that kind of brings us full circle with contact and prayer.
那我们要介绍最后就是也是一开始的两个步骤是接触跟祷告，线上祷告。
Now, Pastor Wayne explained the importance of contact, right? You can't be isolated. You have to come into contact with people to have that opportunity to share Christ.
刚刚王牧师有讲到说那个接触是很重要的，因为要接触到人才有机会可以分享福音。
That's the good kind of contact.
那是好的接触。
Now there's a bad contact.
是也有不好的接触。
What do I mean by bad contact?
这什么意思呢？
Bad contact is when you're sharing with someone and it seems like their heart's pretty soft and you're starting to share, you're opening about your time to share, and then there's a whole group of people just 3 feet from you and they're chatting and really loudly.
就是有时候我们想要已经要开始分享福音，然后打开圣经了，可是在你的周围有一群人很大声的在聊天。
So that would, that sort of, distraction would be what I call bad contact.
那种 distraction, 干扰，对，谢谢。那种干扰是不好的接触。
So as disciples of Jesus and by extension missionaries, if you, not yourself sharing Christ, but if you notice that your fellow brother and sister next to you is sharing Christ, you can either join and pray and sit next to them and just pray for that person while they're hearing the gospel, or you can corral the other people nearby, hey, let's move away further and not disturb them.
那我们作为耶稣的门徒还有宣教士，我们就可能要注意这一点。那如果看到有弟兄姐妹在分享福音，我们可以 either 就是跟他们一起然后为他们祷告，或是请在聊天的人到远的地方旁边去，这样子。
So you may come across this kind of situation during Sunday worship when there's an altar call, right? Or during your fellowship.
可能会遇到这样子的情况，不管是主日的时候或是在团契的时候。
Okay, so the good kind of contact. This is the part that you're going to open your ocean book.
那我们好的接触，那我们现在就请打开 Ocean 的手册。
And you're gonna turn to page 20.
请翻到第二十页。
And I hope during the past 45 minutes you've been kind of praying and thinking about who it is that you would like to share Christ with.
我希望刚刚的45分钟你们有在想说要向谁传福音。
So, I want us to right now, if you came up with somebody in your mind, to write the person's name down on the first column.
那如果你们有想到谁的话，可以在第一栏写下你们要祷告的对象，然后Holly 那边有笔，如果需要笔可以举个手。
And then in this table, there are six other columns, specifically five of them, with ocean.
那这边还有六个栏 column, 然后你们可以就是每一个栏都是特别是 OCEAN。 有谁需要书的可以举个手。
If you don't have a book, please raise your hand. Okay.So you write the name of the person you would like to share Christ with on the first column, and then with the ocean columns, those are areas you can make notes. For example, like evangelism, E for evangelism. You can write in there, you know, you want to try to use the Roman road, or, you know, you're going to work on your own personal testimony.
那第一栏我们就写下我们想要传福音的对象。那其他的栏像 E 就是 evangelism, 你可以写一些备注说你要怎样用什么方法去向这个人传福音，像是罗马路或是个人的见证。
Or if they recently come to Christ or they're willing to come to church with you, under the assimilation column, you can write, you know, the name of the appropriate fellowship that you think they would fit in, you know, based on their age or their background.
或是他如果是初信者或是已经信主的，然后你想要帮助他融入教会，那在 A 的栏下你可以写你觉得他适合可以邀请到哪个团契。
And under the column nurture, you know, if they're seekers, then you can make a note whether they are attending seekers class or not.
那在培育下面你可以写说可以邀请他到哪一个主日学班，使他可以灵命成长。
And as you see the person grow, you know, you can update your notes under each column.
那我们看到这些人成长的时候，可以在每个篮子里面那个写一些他们成长的过程。
So I'm gonna give you guys like a couple minutes to do that.And then I'm going to invite two volunteers to come up and share who they put down. And maybe like, you know, if they have an idea of like what kind of strategy they want to use to share Christ with them. Or how, you know, for example, how they're going to come in, you know, come into contact with them. And come up and share. We'll have two volunteers and there'll be a prize for the two volunteers.
我们现在给你们两分钟可以写下这些事情。然后之后我们会请两位志愿者可以来分享他们想要传福音的对象，还有他们想要用的方法，然后会有奖品。
Okay, can I ask for two volunteers?
有没有两位志愿者要分享的？好，维娜。
Okay, 维娜 come up here. Come on down.